my favorite spot's right up on top of the hill here. We can see Keene. We can see everything around here. You can get the whole farm from up on top of the hill there, and you can see the city of Keene up here, and you can just about the whole area. It takes in all the buildings and everything. That's about the best place. We got two farms here. We got a farm up the road here at 207. Got 118 acres up there that my great-grandfather got for serving in the War of 1812. And we're the fourth generation to own it.
Wow.
And this land here, we've owned it since 38. My father bought it and traded in 38. Started out milking cows, and when we first got started, we took over, and my wife and I took over in 45 after I got out of the Army. And we milked cows for several years, and then we got into hogs pretty heavy, and we always had sheep. We fed cattle there for several years, but then the last 10 years, we've just been grain farming and pasturing some sheep. Things sure have changed a lot in the last 50 years. We started out here with horses, and we got our first tractor in 38. Everything was done by hand back then, before then, but horses cut all the corn by hand and everything, husk it by hand. I think we got the first corn picker in the early 40s, about 42, I think. And we had got a combine and hay baler in the early 40s. And I think we had the third combine in the county here. Well, we got after the war then, when we got hybrid corn and weed spray and all that stuff, it improved the yield like everything. And back the first hybrid corn we got was only $7 for a bushel.
Now how much is it, Daddy?
It's over $200 for a 50-pound bag. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but farming used to be a way of life, but it's a business now. It's back when we was kids at home, your main thing besides farming was to keep enough food for the year. I mean, you had to grow. You didn't go to the grocery store. There wasn't no grocery store you could buy anything in. You had to raise and plant ahead all the time. And you had no seed. You had to save your own seed every year. And I know that Dad and Mother, they was pretty particular about a lot of things, but to make sure they had enough food to get through the winter. Dad, he always planned ahead, and he had crops planted that he wanted to, like potatoes and stuff. He always had enough of them that he had some extra. He could sell some if he needed to. And
Grandma always sold eggs.
He had he planted a lot of trees, fruit trees. We had all kind of fruit, and Mother would can that, and if it had any extra and more than she could can, well, they'd dry it. They had dried peaches and dried fruit, and they used to dry the sweet corn. We always had plenty to eat. We never went hungry. Even during a depression era when times was tough. But we raised our own food and we had plenty of it. And Dad, he dad and mother both, they had a lot of skill that we don't have today. Mother, she could sew and cook and clean and do most anything that needed to be done. She could play the organ. Dad, he was a stonemason in his younger years. He cut stone. And then he was, him and his brother built houses in town for a couple of years. And he was a good carpenter. But he liked to farm. And he, back then, we didn't have no fertilizer or anything. That manure was valuable stuff back then. We had crop rotation, then they had to usually put in a year of corn, and then they'd put that corn ground into wheat in the fall, cut the corn, shock it, and then they'd go in and drill the wheat in the corn ground. And then after the wheat was in the wheat, you'd sow clover, and you had clover 1 year for hay, and then the second year of hay was timothy, and you kept that for the horses. And then you went back to, switch back to corn again, you know, on a 4-year rotation. Back then, they had no lime, and there's limestone in the soil around there, and you could dig it out, and Dad would build a lime kiln and burn it every year, or not every year, but every so often they'd burn one of them out, dig a stone out and make a big pile of coal and wood, and it'd burn for 2 or 3 weeks to heat that stone up enough that it would slack, what they call slack into lime. Then they got commercial lime, and then the first lime we got, I think, was $6 a ton spread. The corn back then, the corn planter, they had what they called check wire. Your planter was equipped you could plant 2 or 3 or 4 grains in a hill, and this check wire had a button on it, and it went through the corn planter, and every 40 inches it had a button, and that button would trip the planter, and it would drop 3 grains of corn. And the reason for that was that wire would stayed the same place all the time, and you had your row run both ways. You could cultivate your corn crossways or lengthways. The way you had to keep the weeds out was either cultivating or hoeing. We got 2,4-D come out after the war, and that took care of the most of the weeds. And after that, we went to drilling the corn in rows and just cultivating it one way, and now they don't even cultivate it. Everything's different today. Not many farmers living anymore that grew up back in there. But I think our mother and father, their generation, is the ones that really started this thing. Because they had improvement. They made the original, and we've just improved on it. You just take you used to cut the wheat with the binder and then thrash it with the thrasher. Mm-hmm. And then they made the combine, just combine the two implements into one to do the same job. And it's the same way with a lot of other stuff that we've had that they've done that way. But I think the biggest thing that helped the farmer has been chemicals and improved seed and fertilizer. But back then, if you got 30 bushel wheat, we thought we had something. Now, if you don't get 80 or 90, you got a poor crop.
You've seen so many changes. What do you think's next? Like, what do you think it's going to be like in 10 or 20 years?
The big guy's going to get bigger, and the small guy's going to disappear. It's that way now, Panera. They got people farming thousands of acres where back then, in the horse days, they only could farm a couple hundred livestock. It's all commercial anymore. I mean, it used to be, well, not too many years ago when we had the auction here in Coshocton and everything. Everybody raised some hogs and cattle or something. They had a sale every Friday down there and sold the auction. But now it's only got two or three people in the county that's raising their hogs. And they're raising them all. And it's the same with cattle, milk. Used to everybody milk a few cows. Now it's two or three big dairies in the county. Land's getting scarce, too. It's highways and everything's taking out a lot of ground. They got this oil boom going now. That's going to take out a lot of ground again. But that land is not available very often, only about once in a lifetime.